And welcome to America's Original Sports Bar and the second annual Sid Hartman Soundalike Contest. I'm Mike Woodley, and tonight we got a big crowd on hand. A little round of applause. We have the man here himself, Mr. Hartman. And we have eight contestants that will try and sound the most and act the most like Sid. So we should have some fun tonight. We got a celebrity panel of judges, too, which we'll introduce to you right now. And we'll begin with the man who has to talk with Sid all the time. Sid, do you want to say anything before we get into the judges here?
Well, Maze Rosen's working. He's normally on vacation.
That's why we didn't give Sid his own microphone. You'll get him in small doses tonight.
And Mona's like Halsey Hall. For a dollar and a quarter, you get him to go anyplace.
All right, you want to say anything about Milt Barnes, or one of our other judges?
What a stiff coach.
And Chris Clouser of Northwest Airlines.
All good things about Chris Clouser.
Mark, let's start off with you, and this is going to be tough. We have eight contestants now. Any thoughts on advice for our contestants to win this Sid Soundalike contest?
Well, I think for a warm-up, what they could do, besides just trying to sound and maybe act like Sid, they could probably try to get something to eat and spill as much food as they possibly can all over the front of their shirt. That's usually the way it works with Sid. And their attention span also has to last at least maybe a second and a half, and then I think they're on their way to becoming a Sid Hartman.
And if they mention anyone who's ever set foot in Minnesota for more than 5 minutes, they should be on the Twins. I think so.
Especially anyone over the age of 35.
Milt Barnes is the assistant basketball coach under Clem Haskins at the University of Minnesota. And next to maybe Clem Haskins, Milt Barnes has seen Sid, let's say, warm up to Bobby Knight as much as anyone else that we've seen. Milt, any comments tonight on this contest?
Bobby's not in the audience, is he? So I think we're okay. Probably the biggest thing a person can do to impersonate Sid is probably walk back in the bar, help themselves to a drink, and have all the food they want without paying.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
That's great advice. Now, Dave Mohn is one you're very familiar with. Every Sunday morning, Dave has to deal with Sid and take phone calls and try and keep the man in line. And Dave Mohn, this is going to be tough for you.
Yeah, Mike, the only advice I've got, I saw some of the contestants, and they were clearing their throat, and they're supposed to do that on the air. You don't want to do that ahead of time. So that's one little tip we'll give to the contestants.
And we were going to get Chris Bowles, but Chris Klausner was the best we could do. That was the next best thing. He's with Northwest Airlines, and this is the face you see on your flights on Northwest, on the in-flight. He's the first guy in the video. And Chris, I'm sure you see that good things to say about you. That puts you in elite company.
This whole thing is sick. I'd rather eat airline food than be here, you know?
Here's how it works. We're going to bring up our contestants two at a time, and they're going to be gong show judging here on a scale of 1 to 10, real plain and simple. We'll add them up, and after our first round, we'll have our three finalists, and we'll come off for our final sit-off. Again, we're judging at 50% on voice similarity, 50% on creativity. And keep this in mind, that imitation, in this case, is not necessarily a form of flattery. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with our first two contestants in the Sid Hartman Soundalike Contest, Sports Night on WCCO. WCCO. 7:17 is our time on Sports Night WCCO, and this is the Sid Hartman Soundalike Contest. We're at the Mall of America and America's Original Sports Bar. All kinds of folks showing up. Even Chuck Foreman just stepped in for a minute just to see people mimic Sid. Chuck, good to see you.
Hi, how you doing, Mike? Nice seeing you.
A little round of applause for Chuck Foreman, one of the greatest Vikings to ever take the field.
They talk about all those running backs. They'll never have one like this guy again, I'll tell you that.
Sid, you know the right things to say, I tell you. That's why he's been around so long. The best.
I was all upset when they gave somebody else that 44, but I understand Michael Brim had it before the Mr. Robert Smith.
Yeah, it's all right for a DB to have it, but, you know.
No running back.
All right, well, Chuck, we're going to talk with you a little bit later on. Good to see you, and we'll hear more from Sid, I'm sure. Like it or not, as the night progresses. Let's begin with our first contestant. We'll introduce you to him. His name is Jim Wiley, longtime listener to Sid and pretty good contestant here. I got to tell you, he was one of our early contestants. Tell us, Jim, what got you into this whole thing?
Well, just my love and respect for Sid, the fact that there's no finer person in sports than Sid. Are you listening at all, Sid? You know, he didn't sound anything like him when he just did that. But in my prior life, I was I preceded Mark Rosen in a job. I was Big Bird in Sesame Street, and Mark was that before he went with CCO. So,
well, go ahead, give it a whirl here, a minute and a half, and look right into that microphone so you give yourself the best chance of being heard.
Right.
Here's
here.
Wiley, a little round of applause.
I'll tell you, let me tell you one thing. I'll be very honest with you. This is unbelievable, but see all these people out here having a good time is a wonderful deal. But let me tell you something. All you media geniuses think you know what's going on in the Twin Cities. I'll tell you a couple of secrets you don't know. Now, recently we had a problem with the Minnesota North Stars, all right? And they went down to Dallas. And now all you people are down on Norm Green. Well, let me tell you something. Norm Green's a close personal friend of mine. Norm Green and I go back, a year and a half, somewhere in there. In any event, it's unbelievable, but Norm Green is not the one you want to be blaming on this North Star deal. The guy you want to blame is Mike Lynn. Oh, I'm serious, Mike Lynn. What you don't know, what I know, and I'm going to let you know right now, that North Star was all part of the Herschel Walker deal. It's the tail end of that. I want to tell you about one other close personal friend I've got. I'll give you a couple of hints, see if you can guess who it is. He's out of Hibbing, Minnesota. All right. That ought to help a little bit. Let me tell you another thing. His height is a situation. What is it, sir? No, I'm sorry. That's not right. I never thought of Kevin. That would be a good one. No, it's Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan's a close personal friend of mine. Bobby, you don't know this. A lot of you people don't know this, but Bob was born in Hibbing. His real name is Bob Timmerman. I just want to go out here and just do a little number for you from Bobby's repertoire. I worked on this song with him. It's called Lay Lady Lay. Sid does Dylan. Lay Lady Lay. Come on over and lay down on my big bed. Come on over here, lay down on my big bed. Come on, lady. Come on. Over here. Come on, doggy. Come on. Come on, lady. Come on.
Jim Wiley. Little round of applause. As our second contestant now is Mark Hall. And, Mark, tell us a little bit about yourself and step up in the light here so people can see you. And what brought you into trying to imitate Sid?
I've been a big fan for years, ever since about 5 years old. So.
Now, he's not judging in the first round, so buttering up will do you no good at all.
Oh, I don't know. Just to have fun, I guess.
Just thought I'd throw it in there anyway. Okay, here you go. Once again, here's Mark Hall with his Sid impersonation.
I'll tell you something. Bobby Knight came up here to see me a couple weeks ago. Went to the Lurch Burger. Place is unbelievable, but now they're going to have a flood down there. They just closed the place down. It's a joke. I'll tell you something. They should put a dome over the St. Croix River to stop that flooding. These clowns and the weather. Mr. Mike Lynch, just a joke. But I'll tell you, it's unbelievable. This place used to be Mets Stadium, and you think how great this place is now, and then you got the dome. It's just unbelievable. I'll tell you something. I wish everybody would bring a card to Mr. Polad so he gets well. Eloise, I don't think you should put the clothes out. I think you should sign a new pitcher. You better sign that check if you're listening. Twins are in a little bit of trouble right now. I'll tell you something. Unbelievable.
That's my call. A round of applause. All right, now what we'll do right now is we'll just get the scoring from our judges on our first two contestants. And if you could put it down first for Jim Wiley, 1-2-10. And again, 50% on creativity, 50% on sound, on how much he sounds like Sid. And Mark, we'll begin with you if you could put up first for Jim Wiley. A 5 for Jim Wiley, and an 8 for Mark Hall, okay? We're being tabulated here by the accounting firm of Bessler, Bessler, and Bessler. In other words, it's Dave Bessler from our accounting department. Milt Barnes, a 7 for Jim Wiley, and a 6 for Mark Hall. Dave Mona, a 7.5 for Jim Wiley, and a 7 for Mark Hall. And Chris Clouser, a 7. And a 6.5 for Mark Hall. We'll come back. We have 6 more contestants. We'll continue. Again, we'll go till 9 o'clock with our final Sid champion. We'll take a break and come back with two more contestants here on Sports Night on WCCO. Now our time. This is Sports Night in a rather unusual version. It's our second annual Sid Hartman Soundalike Contest. And we've gone through two contestants, and we're going to bring two more up right now. And Jay Tegeter is one of them. And Jay, tell us a little bit about what prompted you to get involved in all this.
Well, I guess I've known Sid all my life, and at least as far as I've heard him on the radio and seen him in the newspaper. So just kind of been excited about doing something like this, and here I am tonight.
Well, give it your best shot. Here's a minute and a half from Jay Tegeter on Sid Hartman.
Welcome to another edition of Prime Time Sid, where I prove to all you geniuses that I'm a hard-hitting investigative reporter. Tonight's story focuses on Lou Holtz and the Notre Dame football program. Let me say this, all you jerks and stiffs. My close personal friend, Coach Lou Holtz, says they've never cheated. That's good enough for me. Case closed. I told Lou I'll buy him dinner at Murray's when the National Collegiate Athletic Association clears his name. Next week, we focus on George Steinbrenner and his financial dealings. Join us then for another edition of Primetime Sid.
That's Jay Tegeter. And judges, work on your votes 1 through 10. We'll get the votes after we hear from Dan Carlson. Dan was with us last year. A little round of applause for Dan Carlson. Dan, if I remember right, you were third in the first annual Sid Soundalike Contest a year ago.
Yeah, I guess I was, but came back again. What can I say?
You need a new hobby, let me tell you right now. Go ahead. Here's Dan Carlson. A little round of applause.
Here's today's sports hero, Dave Bota. Here's a guy who has to put up with me every week during a sports show, gets no credit at all, and nobody talks about all the good things Mr. Bota does. During the week, he's a public relations entrepreneur. He's a public relations entrepreneur. He's a PR guy. And I tell you, I have to laugh. Here's a guy who kind of helps me out with those hard-to-pronounce names in the world of sports, you know, like Martina Navra. Martina Navra, you know that tennis gal? Anyway, anybody been watching the Minnesota Twins lately? Kind of maybe need some pitching? I said it a year ago, and I'll say it again. Eloise Pohlad, if you're out there listening, open your purse strings and do what it takes to sign my close personal friend, Mr. Bobby Knight, to pitch for our Minnesota Twins. I know, lots of geniuses out there with selective hearing. Hear me out. Here's a guy who does nothing but win, loves the Metrodome, and I'll tell you what. Here's a guy who can throw a chair harder than the Roger Clemens fastball. Well, we'll see what happens, and take it easy.
Dan Carlson. And judges, before we go to our news break, let's see our scores for Jay Tegeter and Dan Carlson. Mark Rosen, a 6 for Jay Tegeter, an 8.5 for Dan Carlson. Milt Barnes, a 6 for Jay, and an 8 for Dan. Dave Mona, Dave's having a hard time here. A 6 for Jay and an 8 for Dan. And Chris has a 5 for Jay and an 8 for Dan. What we'll do is we'll take a short break, we'll get an update on news, and come back with four more contestants in our Sid Hartman Soundalike Contest. But right now at 7:30, an update from WCCO Radio News and Peter Schofield. WCCO! Back on the Sid Hartman Soundalike Contest. This is Sports Night on WCCO. I'm Mike Woodley, your MC tonight, and we have four more contestants. Then our final round will come in the next hour. And if it comes down to a tie, we'll have a sit-off where Sid Hartman can actually interview himself or vice versa, and I think the rest of us will just all have to be confused. Anyway, let's bring out another contestant. Sammy Castellanda, the runner-up a year ago. Sammy, you bring any of your friends from where you work with you? Your very influential friends from where you work?
I've got a few of them out here, close personal friends of mine, all up here in the boxing ring. I say all Ohio's for people out there.
Sammy, give it your best shot. Minute and a half to 2 minutes of Sid.
Well, let me tell you one thing right now. First of all, Woodley, I don't come at second fiddle nobody. Last year I came in second place here. I don't even have Charlie Wallers, that stiff from the St. Paul paper. I got to tolerate that right now. Let me tell you another thing, Chuck Foreman. You don't have to worry about 44. Robert Smith's wearing number 20, so you don't have to worry about that. All you geniuses think you know all the answers, what numbers these guys are wearing. I'll tell you right now, you don't know a doggone thing. All these jerks out there think they know everything. Here's today's sports hero, Rod Carew. Rodney, last night you faced Nolan Ryan, one of the best pitchers in the game. You were 4-for-5, had 2 doubles, a triple, a single, 6 RBIs. Tell us about the pitch the stiff struck you out on. That's one of my favorite all-time sins. Thank you very much.
Sammy Castellaneta. And again, we remind the audience and our judges, it's 50% on how much you sound like Sid, and the other half, how entertaining you are as Sid. And a little welcome to our next contestant, Rick Wolf. A little round of applause for Rick. Come on, he's up here. Rick, this is a strange habit that you have, trying to impersonate Sid Hartman. You know that.
I love the guy. I go way back with him to Byerly's Supermarket in Golden Valley. He'd come in there at all hours. I'd bag his groceries. He'd park his Cadillac on the sidewalk. Go in there. It was unbelievable. The guy is crazy.
All right, give us a minute and a half to two of Sid Hartman. You want to hold this or put it in the mic?
It.
All right, go ahead.
Here he is.
Am I on? Again, Rick Wolf
from Eden Prairie. It's a pleasure to be here tonight at America's original sports bar. All the movers and the shakers of this great town reminds me of a week ago last Saturday out on the St. Croix. I got a 70-foot yacht out there. All my close personal friends. Daddy Barenberg was out there. He brought the pastries. Mr. Pat Murray bought the silver butter knife steaks. And, of course, Tommy Kramer. Tommy Kramer bought 3 or 4 kegs a Michelob beer. We had a beer bust out there all day long, 85 degrees and sunny. Tommy Kramer. I looked into Tommy's red eyes, and I said, Tommy, take some advice from me, Sir Sidney. Stop drinking. Stop drinking, Tommy. I love you, TK.
Rick Wolf, a little round of applause. Good job, Rick. All right, let's check out our scoring from our latest two contestants. Start with Mark Rosen. Sammy Castellaneta, let's go over here. You can explain it.
I gave Sammy an 8.5. I thought his delivery was excellent. I thought his material was very good. And who's our second contestant here?
Rick Wolf.
Rick's material was outstanding. Probably went a little too far with the Kramer stuff, but Sid always does that anyway.
So an 8.5 and an 8 for Mark Rosen. Milt Barnes, go ahead.
I gave the first guy 8.5 because I thought he was really good. Sounded a lot like Sid and talked a whole lot like Sid. 6.5 for the second guy. I just thought he was pretty good, but the first guy was just a little bit better.
Again, even though it's gong show voting, we declined to have a gong behind the judges. We didn't have room here in the bar. Dave Mona.
Well, I didn't want to hear Sammy whining again, so we gave Sammy an 8. I thought he had great material. I liked him last year, but last year he was better in the early rounds. We'll see how he holds up. So I went 8 and 7 for our two contestants.
And Crick Clouser, how'd you go on the vote here? Sam and Rick.
I did Sam at 8.5 and Rick at 7.0. I thought both of them were much better than Sid.
Chris, are you an avid book reader, by the way? Do you enjoy reading many books?
No, I'm strictly a movie guy.
A movie guy and with Northwest Airlines, too.
Yeah, I only listen to radio.
And when you read books, do you usually stop at chapter 10? We'll take a break and we'll come back with two more contestants in the Sid Hartman Soundalike Contest on WCCO. .744 on WCCO, the Sid Hartman Soundalike Contest from America's Original Sports Bar. You know, Sid is so big, he can take off during the middle of his own contest. You can't even find the man. If you see Sid, point him back up towards the stage, if you will. Here's another contestant, And joining us now is Jim Schultz. And Jim, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got interested in all this.
By trade, I'm a high school counselor, and I've always enjoyed listening to Sid in the sports talk on Sunday, and it's just been really interesting.
As a counselor, I'm sure the English that Sid provides during his talk show on Sundays is very beneficial to our youth, learning the English language, right?
That ain't true, Dan.
Little round of applause. Here's Jim Schultz.
Sid, we've got a lot to cover today. We got the North Stars, we got the Timberwolves, and we've got the Vikings. But let's get right to a caller right away. Line one, Carl.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Sid.
Go ahead.
Say, Sid, the Timberwolves didn't do too good this year, did they?
Well, if you read my column, all you jerks and geniuses and Chris Vohl lovers, I said, number one, we've got 14 feet of stiff at center. We need to trade Pearl Bailey.
Sid, that's Thurl, not Pearl. Thurl.
Pearl, Thurl, Mona, you got all the words. You're just like Erickson, the one-liners.
Sid, we got another call coming in. Lou on line two.
Go ahead. Hello, Sid. Louie Holtz of Notre Dame. How are you, my best friend, good buddy?
Not too bad, Sid. Say, listen, can you send me some of those big Minnesota farm boy athletes to play football at Notre Dame?
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. Anyhow, anyway, I'll call Durham Creighton Hall, and Eloise, if you're listening, call Blacktalk in Farmington, and we'll see what we can do.
That would just be super if you could do that, Sid.
Well, just for being on the show, I want you and your lovely wife to be a guest of Pat Murray's and Bobby Knight for a silver butter knife steak. Take it easy.
Jim Schultz. Not only with a little Sid Hartman, but a little pretty good Dave Mona in there, too, and some Lou Holtz from Notre Dame. What did you think of that, Dave?
Well, I gave him a split vote. I thought he did me better than Sid.
All right, our judges are tabulating the scores for Jim. And while they do that, let's introduce you to our eighth and final contestant tonight. And I think he worked on the visual aspect, which I'm sure is doing wonders for our radio listening audience tonight. Joe Shefchik, a little round of applause.
Unbelievable. This is just a joke. Do you think people have better things to do and come on out here and waste their time? Everybody's here. Rosen, I thought you were going on vacation. What are you doing here, Rosen? The guy, I think, is the only guy I know that he has got more vacation than me. He's going to be calling in the volleyball scores while he's playing beach blanket bingo. Well, hang on a sec here. Hello? Hello there, Sid. It's Lou Holtz, my close personal friend. Lou Holtz, what's on your mind today, Lou? Well, Sid, I was just sitting here thinking, you know, you're such a fabulous celebrity sports guy in the Twin Cities here. I think we maybe give you some recognition over there at the university. What do you talk about down there, Lou? Well, I think maybe we could name one of the girls' softball fields after you and give you office up there right next to the women's athletic director. You know how I feel about that, Lou. Let's just change the subject. Women's sports have their own place. Let me tell you something, Sid. You got to wake up and smell the coffee. Women's sports have their own place, forced to be reckoned with. Like I was saying, we'll give you an office right up there next to Chris Volt's athletic director. You'll be one big happy family over there at the university, Sid. Lou, seems like we got a bad connection here. I'll call you back later. Take it easy. One more thing before I go.
You know, every time I go by Eastern Airlines in Miami, it just breaks my heart. I think the city of Minneapolis, Chamber of Commerce, should buy the Target Center and save all the businesses. You know, like, look at downtown Chevrolet, not there anymore. Lincoln Hotel, Curtis, Levington, they're all gone. And, you know, Sheik's, Freddy's, Harry's.
You're starting to run out of restaurants. And one more here, real quick.
Even a 620 Club, and if they don't save the city, I think Rosen's will be the next place to go. But he'll never know because he's on vacation.
Joe Shefchik, little round of applause. If you missed the phone, that the sound that he had there of the phone ringing, if you're a frequent listener to Sid, you know that you never know. You might, while you're listening to him on the air, his phone may ring and he might just decide to pick it up and make everybody wait until he sees who's on the other line. It's part of the beauty of Sid. Well, let's check out our scores on our final two contestants tonight. And Mark Rosen, let's begin with you. We got Jim and Joe.
Well, I thought Jim was outstanding. I gave him a 9. I'm waiting to see Jim in the swimsuit competition, though, so I think he may improve his score. But his material was outstanding. He had his voice down. Joe was good. He probably would have had a few extra points, but as Sid always does every morning, he would ignore every time cue that's ever been given to him. So that's why I gave him a 6.
All right, Milt Barnes, get for Joe and Jim.
Well, for Joe, I gave him a 9. I thought he was great. Jim. Gave Jim the first one a 9, and the second one, Joe, I gave him a 7.5. Thought his delivery was good. But Mark already mentioned he was a lot like Sid. He wouldn't ignore it. You tell him to get up. So
you're used to that. Dave Mona, and Dave is, this must be a little difficult here. You were judging someone who was doing you as well as Sid.
Well, I went with a split ticket here. I gave him a 9 on Sid. I thought he did a perfect job. I gave him a 10 for me. And I did a 6.5 on the second. Again, a lot of good material, but we probably let him have a little extra time, but then maybe we shouldn't penalize him because that's Sid's style completely.
That's true. And Chris Clouser, have you forgiven me yet for that book cheap shot I took at you last time?
That's all right. Look, Mark, I think you and K-Fan are doing a great job out here. I gave Jim a 9.0. I thought he was out of sight. And Joe, I thought the outfit was terrific, but he just didn't do Jim's job, so I gave him a 6.0.
Even with the Eastern Airlines crack, he didn't win anything over with you.
Look, this is cheap shot night, so anything's fair, okay?
Fair enough. Again, we have our final 8. Let's give a round of applause for all of our 8 Sid Sound-alike contestants. And when we come back from a break, we'll come back and introduce you to our 3 finalists. And again, in our second hour tonight, we will have a sit-off, and we'll have our top 3 and allow Sid to interview the champion or the other way around, whatever seems to be more fun. All that's coming ahead. We're here till 9 o'clock. This is Sports Night in the Sid Sound-alike Contest on WCCO. WCCO. Well, we've completed our first round of the Sid Hartman Sound-alike Contest, and we're going to list our 3 finalists. And not in any particular order either. We just have the 3 finalists. We'll mention them to you in a minute. Let me read this, Sid, and then we can talk. Go ahead.
How about Carla? She wants to do it. Don't you, Carla?
Carla, who happens to be Rand Gottlieb, our general manager's secretary, and you wanted to publicly humiliate her.
Stand up. Give Carla a big hand. Get up.
Carla, I would suggest you stand up and get it over with, or the next hour and 5 minutes we'll hear nothing but Carla should stand up. So do us all a favor. Come on, Carla, stand up. Carla Gonzarowski from WCCO. Go ahead.
Okay, what we got?
All right, just let me read this real quick, and we'll come back, and I'll mention our 3 finalists, and we'll get some comments from you. You want to read a commercial with me, Sid?
No, you read it.
I better read it. Okay, here's a Play It Safe safety tip from David Sunflower Seeds. Baseball is a fun game to play. Warming up before you play will improve your flexibility and reduce the risk of injury. Exercises such as toe touches, jumping jacks, and trunk twisters are a great way to get the blood flowing and loosen those muscles. Are you looking for a way to improve your child's riding skills this summer? David Sunflower Seeds, the Minnesota Twins, and WCCO Radio have joined forces to encourage blossoming young sports riders with the Glory of Baseball Essay Contest. Prizes include 2 free Twins tickets for the first 2500 entrance. Call the Twins fan office at 612-375-7428 for details. And don't do it too good, right, Sid, or we're all going to be in trouble.
Well, poor Andy was dying every time you read those words. You don't want to lose that client tomorrow. That's our sales manager. He brings in all the money.
Andy Stavast from WCCO. A little round of applause, too, because, Andy, you know if we don't do this, you're going to hear about it for the next hour.
And we have Mr. Innocent, Dave Bessler. Stand up, Mr. Innocent. Mr. Innocent, sir.
And he is our official accountant tonight. Well, here's our three finalists, and again, not in any particular order of scoring, just for the most part, just how they came up. One of our finalists for the second hour, Dan Carlson. Dan, are you here? Hey, Dan's just standing up. You may remember Dan. What'd yeah. you think of Dan?
Dan was pretty good. He improved over last year.
One of our other contestants, finalist, Sammy Castellanda. Sammy.
I thought Sammy was outstanding. In fact, Sammy listens to me about 6 months out of the year, so he's got a big advantage over all these guys, see?
And our final contestant, Jim Schultz. Jim. Real quick, Sid, about 5 seconds.
Okay, let's go.
All right, stick around. Another hour, we'll wind it down and have our second annual Sid Hartman Sound-Alike Contest winner. Right now, let's get an update from WCCO Radio News and the world, and we'll be back for another hour of Sports Night. And back for hour two of the Sid Hartman Sound-Alike Contest, our annual affair to find out just who sounds and acts and entertains you as close to Sid Hartman as possible. And we have three pretty good finalists that we're going to be getting to in just a moment. In the meantime, Mark Rosen's going to come over, sneak behind our Sid Hartman cutout here and chat with us a little bit. What do you think about this, Mark? Are you entertained thus far?
Well, it's amazing how Sid, we've known for years how Sid has become a legend in his own mind, and to have it come to this extreme. But I guess it's the ultimate compliment when people try to imitate you. And Sid certainly just gives all of us a lot of material every day to work with. And so it works out well. And we've got some great finalists here tonight.
We do, and they've been really picking on some of Sid's Sidisms. I haven't heard one term I'd like to hear is smoked like a fish. That's one of my all-time favorites.
One of my favorite Sid lines, he was talking to Eric Escola one morning, and this was when the Germazian brothers were about to open this place, right? And so Eric Escola was talking to him about him, and Sid was having one of those memory lockouts, vapor lockouts. And so he said, we're looking forward to that Mall of America. The Dalmatian brothers are going to come in here and build this place. And, yeah, Pongo is going to come in here and work out the deal here. But
again, a reminder, we'll have our three contestants, and we'll judge them one at a time, and we'll have our final champion eventually. And our judges here will vote on a scale of 1 to 10, similar to Gong Show scoring, 50% for how much they sound like Sid and 50% on their creativity. And again, we'll introduce you to the judges. You know Mark Rosen. You hear him with Sid in the morning. He's also at Channel 4. And, Mark, you're going to do the TV tonight, too?
Got to get back at 10 o'clock. We're going to have highlights of this, by the way, on our 10 o'clock news site. It might lead the entire newscast over what's happening with the swollen rivers. Sid Sound-Alike, I think it's the most important story going on in the Twin Cities tonight.
It's certainly more interesting than our local professional ball club, at least the one on the Minneapolis side right now. Milt Barnes is with us as well, assistant basketball coach with Clem Haskins. And Milt, you hanging in there?
I'm trying. The food is good, so that helps.
And Dave Mona, who's heard himself impersonated tonight as well, is ready for this final round.
Yeah, this is one of the most thrilling things that I've ever been able to participate in, but for the life of me, I can't figure out why anybody would take pride in being able to impersonate Sid.
I'm with you. And the sarcasm, by the way, is dripping off your shoulder. Would someone please get a rag and wipe that up? And Chris Clauser from Northwest Airlines, and his official title is, by the way, so I get it right, Senior Vice President of Corporate Communications and Advertising. And among other things, the Minnesota Twins fly in Northwest, and I gave him a little bit of a hard time in the first hour, but in all seriousness, if you fly a lot, if you don't use Northwest around the Twin Cities, it's awfully difficult to get around. And did I do a sufficient job of getting back in your good graces?
No, every flight you take, you are now assigned to a middle seat in the back row, and we're proud to serve you that way, okay? And Mark, what hours do you play the records on WCCO?
Can't get my name right, and you know, we stopped playing music about 2 years ago. George.
That's a suggestion. I'm sorry.
Sense of humor. Gallows humor, you might say, coming out of Chris. Well, if I'm going to sit in the worst seat in the plane, I might as well get a good shot out of it anyway. And also with us observing tonight is Chuck Foreman. You mentioned earlier, one of the greatest Vikings certainly ever to take the field. Chuck, are you enjoying this?
Am I enjoying this? I really am enjoying this. How often do you get to see about, what, 9 or 10 near-perfect Sid Hartmans? And I'm sitting near, I'm sitting right next to the real one, so this is definitely interesting. When you've been around Sid for as many years as all of us have, and you see, well, we can't say some things here in public, and then the best things you haven't even heard because it can't be said here on air, but it just goes to show you what kind of impact Sid has in the community and the respect and by the crowd here. So it's nice to be here to see this because it's definitely worth the time.
Hey, we're going to bring up our contestants after a short break. And again, I'll just mention them for you in case you missed it. Dan Carlson, one of our finalists. Also, Sammy Castellenda. And we'll go in this order, by the way, which is no particular reason whatsoever for the reason in the order. Jim Schultz will be our third contestant. And we'll take a break and we'll come back with Dan Carlson and his opportunity to sound and act the most like Sid. And we'll do it here, Sports Night on WCCO. And we are at the Sid Hartman Soundalike Contest at the Mall of America, this big monstrosity and America's original sports bar, and a great crowd out here. Why don't you give yourselves a little round of applause? We appreciate your participation. And we'll just point out the rules are just a little bit different here in the final round because we figure our final three are very, very qualified and sound a lot like Sid, like it or not. So they'll have from 2 to 4 minutes to be creative. We already know they sound a lot like Sid, but how they either play off the judges or use their time and just, for the most part, entertain us all will be how they are scored on a scale of 1 to 10. And again, in no particular order, let's bring out our first contestant, Dan Carlson.
Well, let me tell you guys something here. Maybe you heard either on the Sunday morning show or last couple weeks of the column, my son Chad got married at my palatial estate on the St. Croix. Mona, you might remember this. I thank just about everybody for the mayor, caterer. I thank, a tux rental guy. But boy, did I hear about it. Some people were really mad that I didn't mention their names. There was St. Croix Sanitation. I'd like to thank them for taking out the garbage. Also like to thank Billy's Marina, St. Croix, for pumping the bilge out of my yacht. I was riding kind of low that day. Anyway, anybody was there, of course. Everybody you see here was at Sun Chad's wedding at the estate on the St. Croix. We had Bobby Knight, Lou Holtz, Harvey McKay, and, of course, Norm Green. You know, nobody talks about all the good things Norm Green's done. Fortunately, I can't think of anything right now. Obviously his wedding costs a lot of money. So my idea to Rand Gottlieb, the capable general manager of WCCO, of course, Woodley and Rosen, I need some extra cash. Of course, I'm only on the air about 10 times a day already. But my idea is that you put me on the top and bottom of each hour. That way you got Sid and weather together. Anyway, that's about it there, Woodley. Take it easy.
Thanks, Dad. Can you imagine that? If you haven't heard Sid, he does like to thank the little people of the world, especially if there's something in it for him. We'll take a short break, but before we do, let's get the scores on Dan Carlson. Again, a scale of 1 to 10, creativity and how much he sounds like Sid, and let's start with Mark Rosen.
I gave Dan an 8. I thought the second round was just as effective for him. I thought he had some new, fresh material, and of course, going after the wedding is always very impressive to the judges.
Milt Barnes on Dan Carlson.
Uh-oh.
dropped it.
Looked like Kevin Johnson fumbling the scorecard there for a moment.
I gave Dan an 8. I thought he was very creative, and he sounds a lot like Sid. I really like him.
Dave Mona, who also, by the way, has a Field of Dreams store here in the Mall of America. I made good graces with... I'm having a tough time with the left side of the table here.
Yeah, I gave him a snowman, too. I thought that he did an outstanding job. It was almost as if he was there at the wedding. He had the wedding down perfectly. He obviously knows his material, sounds a lot like Sid, a very strong contestant.
And Chris Clouser, who's not only of Northwest Airlines, but a bona fide Twin Cities celebrity because his attire was severely criticized by CJ in Tuesday's column.
Did you read that paper? Do you?
Oh, damn it. I don't think you dress like a 60s freak. I think you look, well, you look okay.
Well, this is like the drapes in my house, okay? I thought Dan was terrific. This wedding is becoming bigger than ever. And although, were you invited?
I was, yes, I was there. It was a gala affair.
Were you the MC?
No.
Did they call you Mike or Mark?
I just kind of blended into the crowd. There were big names there.
Well, I think Dan is a big name, and I gave him an 8.5.
Whoa. Nice scores for Dan. And again, we'll tabulate the scores and have our final sit-off at the end. And the winner will get a chance to be interviewed by Sid or vice versa. We'll take a break and come back with our second finalist of our final three, Sammy Castellanda. We'll do that in a moment. Sports Night here on WCCO. WCCO! As we continue at the Mall of America, America's original sports bar and the Sid Hartman Sound-Alike Contest, and Sydney will be involved in the scoring after we come down to our finalist. We'll let him score then. We didn't want to get him involved any earlier than that. That's all right with you, isn't it, Sid? You don't mind at all?
Hi, Mr. Woodley.
That's the nicest he's ever been. I can't believe this. Let's bring on our second finalist, Sammy Castellanda. The microphone is yours, Sammy.
Well, thank you very much, Woodley. Let me first start over here, Rosa. Why, hell, like this thing at your place again, Rosa? You're too tight. You want to cough up that bacon cheeseburger that I wanted last year at a run down to the loon, for God's sakes. I'll tell you, it's a joke. I'll just come kind of stiff you got working back there in the kitchen. Now I'll check with you, Bill. For God's sakes, quit having these guys. You go out and recruit these guys as Ernest Ziggy, Ziggy. Get a guy that can pronounce his name, will you? I'll just call him Ziggy. Get that big guy. I can't introduce him. Mona, I'll tell you right now, we got you here. I got you. I want 50% of all that action. I get you for that PR firm. And then you got all that stuff down here at these Field of Dreams. You got the new one in the Galleria. You got a new one coming up in Rosedale. The guy's a genius. What could I say? I made the guy. The guy's unbelievable. Then I'm going to go to you, Chris. I fly airlines all the time. It's not a stiff. I don't know what this problem is with the mechanics. But I'll talk to Mr. Checky here, the close personal friend of mine. We're going to get this thing straightened out. We need Northwest Airlines right here in the backyard of the Twin Cities. Then it comes to you, Hartman. It's just a pleasure to see you, facsimile, when you try to imitate me. And Chuck Foreman, one of the greatest ever to wear the purple and gold on the University of Miami. One of the greatest, number 44. All you guys are geniuses. If anybody else tells you a stiff, Mona, don't worry what the hell... Mr. Hartman calls you. This is unbelievable. Like I say, all the fans out here, you're all geniuses. This is Sid Hartman.
That's Sammy Castellanda. And again, this second round is much more difficult than the first round because, quite frankly, they have to talk off the cuff and they react off the cuff and so we really do appreciate their creativity as well as how much they sound like Sid. And brings us to a pretty creative guy himself, and when the third of our finalists... I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's get the scores first. We were grouping them together in the first half. Let's get our scores and start with Mark Rosen with Sammy Castellanda.
I gave Sammy an 8.5. I thought he really sustained his Sidisms for quite a while there. He had just enough chapstick on his lips for all the you-know-what kind of kissing that Sid does on a daily basis. So I thought, I give Sammy an 8.5. He didn't improve from last year.
You are in within striking distance of the man who you just criticized. Milt Barn.
I gave him an 8.5 also. I thought his grunt sounded a lot like Sid.
Dave Mona.
Well, I gave him a 9. I thought Sammy has to work with Sid on an ongoing basis out there with the Vikings. I think for a guy who took his life in his hands, he did a great job.
And Chris Clouser?
I thought Sammy not only worked the judges well, but the crowd well. And I think he did a terrific job. I gave him a 9 also.
And Sid, before we take a break and bring on our final contestant, what did you think of Mr. Castellenda?
I gave him a 10. I thought it was outstanding.
And we'll come back. We have one more finalist yet, and then we'll tabulate it, and we'll have our Sid Soundalike champion for this year. Again, it's the second annual. Jim Schultz is on deck. But before we hear from him, time now at 8:30 for a quick update from WCCO Radio News. And here's Peter Schofield. On WCCO Radio, and this is the Sid Soundalike Contest, and we're in the final round, and we have one more of our three finalists to bring up for a voting of 1 to 10, and we'll find out who's our champion tonight. And let's bring him in a little round of applause now for Jim Schultz.
We got so rudely cut off before, Sid. I read in your column this morning that you had something about finances for ladies' athletics at the University of Minnesota. Can you comment on that?
Well, I'm getting sick and tired of all this Gentile inquiry.
Sid, that's gender equity. Gender equity.
Gender schmender. You have all the words, and I'm really tired of it.
Well, Sid, before we close our show, we should have something for the children. Let's pretend that your son, Chad, is about 3 and a half, and you're reading him some fairy tales as he goes to sleep.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. Boy, what a stiff, sitting on a wall, no support, nothing.
Daddy, tell me more.
All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty together. It's stiff.
Stiff?
Yeah, you can't jump, you can't run with the ball, nothing.
Daddy, tell me another one.
Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet, eating her curds and whey. Can you believe this jerk woman, Chad? Sitting on a tuffet, eating her curds and whey. How dumb can you get?
Daddy, keep reading.
Well, there came a big spider about as big as a Viking football helmet who sat down beside her and frightened Miss Muffet away. Boy, what a real winner jerk this Muffet carries in.
Daddy, is Miss Muffet a jerk?
A jerk? Well, I'll tell you what. Muffets of this kind of genius grow up to become athletic directors.
Jim Schultz. And again, we're voting 1 to 10 on Jim Schultz, and we're narrowing down to our finalists. And someone stole your pen, huh, Mark? Okay, well, here's Mark Rosen.
Well, I thought his very creative approach to Sid probably told the real truth of Sid's fatherhood with Chad. I gave him a 9. I thought he sounded a lot like Sid as well, and I think it's time to rewrite some of those fairy tales.
Milt Barnes.
Well, I gave him, I think, as good of a score a person can get without being Sid, 9.5.
And we are yet to see a 10, so that's the highest score we have seen yet, at least by our judges. Sid gave Sammy a 10 in the last round. Go ahead now, David.
Well, we might have had our first 10 here, Mike, but
It was a flawless delivery with one exception. Sid can't read a script anywhere near that well. So with the exception of that, I give him a 9.5.
And again, he had a lot of Dave Mona in that act too, which was pretty good. And Chris Clouser, I'm not going to say anything bad about you, your company. I'm just going to introduce you, and you give the score.
Mike, I don't mind if it gets back to you. You've done a hell of a job tonight, okay? All right. Now, this is tough, but I must tell you, he was terrific. He made Sid be Sid, and I got to give him a 9.5, okay?
Pretty good scores. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll tabulate our scores, and we'll have a chance to, whoever wins gets a chance to interview Sid, which might really be interesting. We'll do that here. This is Sports Night, the Sid Sound-A-Like Contest on WCCO. .840 is our time. A reminder, Dark Star is on after 9 o'clock tonight. And which reminds me, tomorrow, by the way, at PV Plaza, the Summer Meltdown is going on. And this is going to be interesting, folks. Over the lunch hour, we're going to have a cow milking contest. At 11:30, I get to take on Dark Star milking a cow. I've never milked a cow in my entire life. I have no idea what to do. I got a clue, I guess. I don't know. I just hope they point me in the right direction. And Sid Hartman's also scheduled to milk a cow tomorrow at PV Plaza as well against Roger Erickson, which should be interesting considering Roger has the experience. Sid, come on over for a minute. Just one before we mention our finalists and our contestants, got to get a little comment from you on this whole thing tonight. What do you think?
Well, it's a lot of fun. These guys, we got a bunch of geniuses here. They think they know all the answers. This last guy, I wonder if he graduated kindergarten. I wonder who wrote that Little Miss Muffet thing for him. He actually read it in English.
He did pretty well. In fact, you know what I think we ought to do? We already had the other people judge, people imitating you. Let's get our judges right now to 1 to 10 on Sid himself. Let's see how they score.
Not very good. One.
Let's go with Mark Rosen first.
A rank amateur impression. I give Sid a 2.0 on that one.
Thank you, Mr. Vacation.
Mr. Haircut.
Here's the next step. He's lost more games for Haskins than anybody. All that substituting is his fault. What do you got there? I don't think you can count up to two.
You're right. I only got the one.
What's that again, Milt?
I said I can only get up to one, so.
That's the best you can do, Steve.
Gave you a one, Sid.
Here's another stiff. Without me, be nothing. Yo, with that prison shirt, 1.5 ID. Yeah, thanks.
Give him a chance to defend himself.
And now, Mr. Clouser.
You want to talk?
This isn't Sunday morning. I want to talk. I want to defend my 1.5. I didn't think you were that good, but I think every beginner deserves a decent grade. Actually, the S here is a dollar sign because after I read Corporate Report, I decided to make that little edit improvement.
And how do you want to introduce Chris Clouser?
Oh, he's a nice guy.
I got to.
No. Chris is a legitimate guy. They're fighting for their life. All those stiffs and jerks over there, they want to be like Eastern Airlines out of work. I hope they work something out. I want to get serious here. Sid, I don't mean this, okay, buddy? Minus 2.5 and take the train. That's what I've been doing. And what we got going now here?
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to introduce our three finalists in order on scoring. And again, it was scaled on a scale of 1 to 10 on creativity and how much they sounded like Sid. Some real close voting down the stretch by our judges. We'll start at third, and we do have plaques for everybody. Thanks to Regal Awards and Anoka and Dick Anderson. Big thanks to you for your involvement. Let's start with our third place finisher tonight. Bring him up, Dan Carlson. I think Dan had your voice down, Sid. I think some of those guys, maybe their material might.
We don't have a heart attack. We don't have any paramedics here. Thank you very much for trying a second time. Next week, next year we won't have the fix on. You might win.
I'm a glutton for punishment. I might be back, Sid.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Michael, don't we have any prize for this guy?
Oh, yeah, we have plaques and shirts and all kinds of lovely parting gifts, as they love to say. Okay, time now for our runner-up in the Sid Hartman Sound-Alike Contest. And this is a familiar role for the man. Let's bring him up. Sammy Castellana, last year's runner-up, up here again as number two. Sammy had some great material and took off on the judges one at a time.
You're just like the Vikings. You can't win a playoff game. Sammy, I got to take this crap from you all year now about how you got cheated here. Do I have to hear that now?
Well, that's right, genius.
Sam, thanks very much.
You're the stiff.
Thanks. I voted for you, Sam. I couldn't take any chance. I got to go to that Viking office every day. I got to get in that equipment room. Thanks, Sam.
All right, you're welcome, Sid.
You got Fred Zamberletti back there. Where are you, the trainer? Where's Dan Andy, one of the great employees of the Vikings, no longer there? Few Viking friends along here. Okay, now the winner and new champion.
No, we got to take a little break first, Sid.
Break.
We got to do that. And we should mention, too, in case you missed it, Sammy Castellana works for the Vikings in the equipment room, and he's been putting up with Sid's grief forever. So, Sammy, our consolations go out to you. We'll take a short break. We'll introduce you to our champion. I think you all know who he is, but we'll bring him up with a round of applause. We'll do it in a moment right here on WCCO. As we wrap up our Sid Hartman Sound-Alike Contest, our second annual, just want to thank a few people before we introduce the winner tonight. And folks had a lot to do with putting on this extravaganza here. Dick Anderson from Regal Awards supplying the plaques, and really a great job. Thanks to Dick. Second year he's done that. Tom Gavaris, our promotions manager, has just done a great job putting this all together. Want to thank Sue Fraze, our on-site producer. She's been wonderful as well. Jim Rittenau, our on-site engineer. Jessica Trites, who's been also involved in planning all this event. Dave Jarzina back at the station. Hal Sharden, our engineer back at the station. And America's Original Sports Bar here. And Brent Baker, a little round of applause for all these folks. Sid, should I have thanked you?
Dark Star, eat your heart out. You don't even have this many listeners. Oh, I just wounded Andy, the sales manager. What's the scoop? How much time we got?
We got. Well, should we bring up the winner?
Let's bring up the winner.
Let's bring up the winner and let him interview Sid.
Yeah.
Jim Schultz, our winner tonight in the Sid Hartman Satellite Contest. Go ahead, gentlemen. Why don't you just, Jim, why don't you interview Sid? That might be interesting. Go ahead.
Well, Sid, what are you doing here?
You look like a real combination stiff and jerk.
Well, actually, I'm a genius. What'd you do with the rest of the tablecloth?
No, you had to think. You haven't got all this written down now, huh? What do you do? Let's get serious for a minute. What's your employment? Who do you cheat out of a salary check every week?
I'm a high school counselor, the Watertown Mayor School System, assigned over at Lutheran High. What do you do?
You coach? I steal money. License to steal. You coach?
No, I'm the high school counselor.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
How's everything in Watertown? They got much water there?
It's Aquaville, yes. We have a lot of water there. The Crow River's pretty high, and I feel sorry for a lot of the people that had their homes destroyed.
Well, it's a serious situation right now. If you want to get the scoop, you listen to CCO, right, Woods?
Oh, yeah. Huh? I want to hear Jim, who does such a wonderful Dave Mona as well as Sid. Maybe do a little, let's do a little Dave Mona and Sid Hartman here. And Dave, all apologies to you. Go ahead. How would Dave Mona and Sid Hartman battle it out on the air one day? Go ahead, Jim.
Sid, there's been a lot of controversy about you don't write your columns. Can you put some light on that? Who does your columns?
My little granddaughter.
A word processor, or how do you do it? Do you do a crayon, or how do you do it?
Mostly with crayons.
A crayon. Do you use any vowels or just pretty much consonants?
I can't spell. Two-syllable words.
I know there's a K in cat somewhere, but anyhow, I haven't been out to your home on the St. Croix. Is that possible?
I'd like to see some of those kids you advise at Watertown. Else I'll be in trouble.
Sid, I was going to ask you, what do you call a cow with no legs?
Mike Woodley.
And actually, you call it ground beef.
That's enough of you. Goodbye.
Jim Schultz, little round of applause. We'll come back and wrap it up, our second annual Sid Hartman Soundalike Contest. We'll do it here on WCCO. Closing up our Sid Hartman Soundalike Contest, and a reminder, Dark Star comes your way on the radio at 9:05 tonight. Stick around for some interesting, witty repartee, I'm sure, with Dark and his listeners. Just enough time to thank our judges again, and we'll start with Mark Rosen. And I don't know if we can top this next year, Mark.
Well, the problem is, I think Jim Schultz did a terrific job of showing some new sides of Sid Hartman, but you have to think, what's in store for next year's contestants, considering the fact that Sid hasn't come up with anything original in the last 30 years?
And Milt, any parting shots?
No, only that we'll look forward to next year. Hopefully a lot of these people will be out supporting the Gophers for 93-94.
Dave Mona, you get to deal with the real Sid on Sunday for 2 hours, and I don't know. I feel for you.
You know, Mike, what scares me is that back at the station, they've got a tape of this, and right now one of those geniuses realizes that we can all be replaced by just one guy.
That is scary. And Chris Clouser from Northwest Airlines, parting shots.
No shots. I've cheated all night. I've been looking at Mona's scorecard here. I've been cheating off him, but he's got great taste. He runs, Field of Dreams and all these real hoity-toity stores. But Mike, you've done a great job. To WCCO, you've captured the community in the Sid. You've treated me and my family great, and I'm happy to be here, so thanks.
And really, we wish you the best with the airlines, too, in the weeks to come. And, Sid, we just have about 10 or 15 seconds. Any final comments you'd like to give our audience tonight?
Well, it's a lot of fun. Thank you all for coming, and want to thank everybody at CCO, Tom Gavaris and Andy and Dave and everybody else, yourself. You did a heck of a job masterminding this thing, and the board here of Mr. Clouser, Mr. Mona, Mr. Barnes, who can't coach too good, but just good enough. And Mr. Rosen, who will be on vacation again on July 15th for 2 more weeks.
Little round of applause for Sid, the original Sid, before we go tonight. And I'll have to deal with him tomorrow on the radio. Stay tuned for Dark Star. We'll have Minneapolis mayoral candidates, so stay tuned 9 until 1 o'clock tonight. Say good night, Sid.
Dark Star, eat your heart out.